Now, after saying yesterday that it would be difficult to see all pupils return back to school in September, last night the Education Minister Joe McHugh told Primetime that he won't accept a half return to school. School principals and parents are now left wondering how they should prepare for the autumn. Meanwhile, the Department of Education has said 1,001 students have not applied for the calculated grade system after the deadline for registering for that process passed at 12 noon today. Our reporter Aisling Mooney has been speaking to Anthony Dugan, who's a principal of Moville Community College in northeast Donegal, about how his school has been trying to encourage students to register for that system.
Well, we have 84 in the established Leaving Certificate and 10 in the Leaving Cert Applied programme. Through the guidance counsellors then, they ask the students to reply through Google Classroom to say that they have connected, engaged with the process. About two-thirds of them replied. The guidance counsellors followed up with phone calls to the others to make sure that the other one-third had enrolled in the process, and there may be one or two that are still unsure about engaging with the process. They just want to go off to the world of work.
What's your students' access to broadband like?
Well, I'd say maybe 10-20% wouldn't have any access because of just the geography of the places that they live. It's been very, very difficult for some of our students. Most of them then would have maybe a poor signal, and they would end up using a lot of their data to return their work on Google Classroom. Their ability to engage in Google Meet calls would be impossible, and they couldn't engage because they simply wouldn't have the broadband facility. I'm trying to find solutions, and we're struggling to find solutions, but one of the big questions would be who stays at home, who comes to school. If social distancing remains as it is, can we only have 12 people in a woodwork room or a metalwork room? If the social distancing level went down to 1 meter or 1.5 meters, we might be able to get 18 people into a classroom. But what about your honours English or your honours Irish or your honours maths class that has 30 people in it? Who do you tell stay at home? But we in rural Ireland also have another issue, and that perhaps 80% of our students come to school by bus or minibus. There's implications there for social distancing as well.
That's school principal Anthony Dugan speaking to our reporter Aisling Mooney. And we can talk now to the Fianna Fáil education spokesman Thomas Byrne. Thomas Byrne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There's a lot of confusion now over whether there will be or won't be the full reopening of schools in September. You could well be the next education minister. What's your position?
Well, our position has been, and I've articulated this and my leader has articulated this, is that we believe that, subject to public health advice, schools should be open in September in accordance with the roadmap that the government has published. I think that's absolutely critical. I think our young people are missing out on too much at the moment. Their education will have been delayed significantly despite the fantastic efforts of teachers and parents and the children themselves.
If the public health advice stays as it is, though, with the 2 metre rule, can you see a reopening happening then?
Well, what I can see is I can see the public health advice developing. So we need to look for solutions and, yes, identifying problems. But let's not get stuck on the problems, because what I want to make sure is that if the public health advice allows schools to open, that there are no other reasons that schools couldn't open. Like, for example, if it requires hand sanitizing facilities or hot water, whatever we need to get into the schools to make sure they can open. We have a dichotomy of sorts between the 2 metres here and what the WHO says in relation to at least 1 metre. Now, the WHO is not quite as simple as saying a metre, but there is a difference, and the WHO have published a document on the 10th of May about reopening schools, and I think it's a very helpful document. It's not without its challenges, but it's certainly different to the advice that we are getting in this country. And I think we're 3 months into, I suppose, the public phase of this crisis in terms of our perception of it. We've more than 3 months to go now until September, but now the next few weeks are absolutely critical in terms of getting the planning and getting everyone on board with what must be, in my view, our shared national objective of opening schools.
And you heard Anthony Dugan there raising myriad issues around social distancing problems in woodwork, metalwork rooms, in classrooms, issues around broadband in rural areas, issues around social distancing on public transport. Are you confident that the Department of Education and the Minister are on top of this at the moment?
Well, I know now that what we didn't have for the Leaving Cert is we now have time. So there should be time there to plan this and plan this properly. And it's, yes, it's with the education partners, teachers, students and parents, etc., but also with experts. And I want to see more expertise being brought into the department to deal with this. But what we must not cut ourselves, though, we do not have a national e-learning or distance learning or even blended learning platform. That's not a runner. I mean, teachers are struggling. We heard it there, but students, 10 to 20% of students have no access in that school. Teachers are in a similar position in many cases. So we don't have that system rolled out nationally. The blended online learning that we're doing at the moment is a result of Herculean efforts of teachers but it's, and students, but it's not a substitute for class time instruction. And I think we cannot pretend that we have some magical online solution to learning. It just simply does not exist in this country. It would require a massive build-up of resources, training and equipment as well. So we've got to make sure that if our children's education is not to be delayed unnecessarily, we've got to do everything, especially over the next few weeks before the end of June, to make sure that there are no other blocks apart from public health advice to opening schools, and to watch that public health advice develop, as I hope it will.
Just want to ask you, and very brief if you could, about the Leaving Cert and that decision by the Department of Education advising teachers to destroy any documents used to grade students. Do you support that decision?
Well, I certainly looked twice at that when I saw it, and certainly in principle don't support it. But what I would say is that, again, for the class of 2020, for the Leaving Cert, we must be looking for solutions, not problems. I don't see this as a huge problem. And what I would say is that whatever has been agreed in the way of doing this has been negotiated with teachers' unions and the department. And that's not always easy to do. So I want to make sure that this process works, that the students get a fair run at it, the teachers are protected too. And if that's there, it's there. But I have to say, I don't envisage a huge amount of paperwork being destroyed or even being created in this particular process. I mean, it's not going to be massive.
All right, Fianna Fáil education spokesman Thomas Byrne, thank you for joining us on the News at One.